Ladies and gentlemen.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
This.
Wait, ready?
Okay.
Woo, Blake!
This is the About Last Night show, everybody.
Nice. Way to abruptly cut it off there.
Sorry. I don't have a fade button on my iPad.
Boy, DJ Brad will not be a title we'll be hearing soon
DJ,
on your business card.
Hey, DJ Fourfoot.
DJ, all right, well, I take that back. You have clearly reinstated your business in my world.
No, and the reason why I said that is because I actually used to be a DJ.
What?
I DJed for junior high kids back in,
of course you did.
Back in the day, and they called me DJ Fourfoot.
And you now did you and now at that point were you embracing any sort of like nickname or because that's still did you take that as a jab or did you take that as like I were took, you already on board with
yeah,
any of that?
Yeah, I was already like yeah. Hell yeah, I'm DJ Fourfoot.
Yeah.
So the kids would go nuts and I would just play a bunch of 50 Cent songs and try not to, and like just watch 13 and 14 year olds grind on each other. Which,
God, yeah,
in,
they do.
Yeah.
It's almost more sexual at that age than it is at this age.
Because they don't know. So they're being like really overly aggressive because they're not quite sure.
Yeah, there's no rule book for it. They're like, and they're much more, they're not bashful about being like, look, I've got a giant boner and I'm going to rub it in and around every part of your pants, ass,
yeah.
Ankles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no part of the body that's off limits for the boner when you're
yeah.
Between the ages of
I was,
12
yeah.
and 15.
I did that when I was in high school and I DJed for my old junior high, Parks Junior High in Fullerton, California.
What up, Parks?
Parks Panthers.
Parks Panthers.
They had to go with the alliteration.
Good God.
Yeah, and so that was me. But we got a great show. I don't think we introduced ourselves. I'm Brad Williams.
Hey, you can introduce me. Yeah.
This is my co-host, Adam Ray.
What's up?
We're very happy. I'm happy.
It's a great day. It's a great show. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about.
Yes.
But let's talk about what happened moments.
Literally moments ago. I'm happy because I just won the Greatest Son of the Year Award. Okay?
Did you really?
That's what I just won. Not officially.
Give me some backstory to this award.
All right. Here's the thing. My mom loves one person with Justin Bieber-esque fandom.
Dick, are you getting who we're talking about up and ready on the queue?
Okay.
Cool.
And like she has been to 8 concerts from this person. She has been to 4 different countries from this person. My sister dated one of his band members. Okay? This person is Michael Bublé. The crooner.
Everything's nice, and every my parts,
yeah.
And I've got to come fast. I've got a sin. I've
got Michael.
A big gout. I've got
my mom knows that that he's being sung right now. She's freaking out right now. All right, turn down a little bit. All right.
Yes.
Michael Bublé, the new crooner, ladies and gentlemen. Now, by the way,
let's welcome our sound guy, Dick,
yeah,
real quick.
Dick is here.
Thank you for that cue.
And
always here, always on top of things.
I'm going to say this. If any one of our listeners somehow tells my mom that I met Bublé before I drop a surprise on her, fuck you.
Wow.
I will kill you.
Wow.
I will come to your house. I will kill you.
Dwarf Bublé murder threat.
I will Kaiser Soze your family, okay?
Wow.
That is how much. Do not tell my mother what is
happening. Yeah, you better stop talking
here.
About it.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's what happened. So me and Dick go down to grab a bite over at the brewery down there.
Carl Strauss,
which is delicious. And we walk in, and as we're walking up, in walks Michael Bublé. Bublé walks in.
This is the first of all, just seeing the excitement on your face.
Yes!
I can only even begin to assume that it was times 10 when he walks in. Or maybe your face, if you can't. Really, if you couldn't hear the happiness on Brad's face in that moment when he goes, in walks Bublé. It was as if in walked Santa and said, hey, Brad, I want you to join me as my head elf this year. And
yes.
I'm not talking about at the Beverly Center. I'm talking about in fucking Anchorage, Alaska, where the North Pole
right.
is.
Okay. So in walks Bublé. And normally, I let famous people be.
Are you a big like, oh my God, it's that guy. I gotta.
No, I'm just like, you know what?
Everyone's got a few people on your list
yeah.
where you're like, I'm gonna stop to maybe get a picture
right.
or at least just say, hey, I appreciate you.
Yeah. And
for me, it's Rick Fox, Alan Thicke, and the kid who played Vinny on Doogie Howser.
Dude, Vinny's legend.
Yeah.
Legend.
Doogie! All
right. So I see Michael, and I walk up to him, and I say, hi.
Already on a first-name basis.
I'm Brad Williams. I'm a comedian. I do a podcast. I'm a huge fan. Mom's a huge fan. My sister used to have sex with your trumpet player.
Dude, did he start laughing?
He did. Yeah. Because he said, which trumpet player? And I said his name. And here's why I hated this guy. I never liked this fucker.
You never liked Buble?
No, I always loved Buble.
Oh.
Hated the trumpet player. A, because he's boning my sister. B, because...
Yeah. Well, nice pun, by the way. Boning, tromboning your sister?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. B, because his nickname is the douchiest nickname in the history of douchey nicknames.
Oh, what is it?
Like, if your nickname was Douchebag, it would not be as douchey as this nickname. He's a trumpet player, and his nickname is Lips.
God.
Fuck him.
And how, yo, and by the way, that's, you know, that's code for something else. And that's
I know!
You, that's got to make you even more...
It hurts!
Irate. So, Irate.
I'm going to name my first child.
Irate Rosenbaum.
Irate.
Dude, that's awful.
And I tell him that. I'm like, she used to date Lips. And Buble says, great. Well, because we fired Lips because he's an asshole.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, fuck yeah, Michael Buble.
Yeah, dude.
I'm Team Buble right
team
now,
Buble.
Motherfucker.
Team Buble.
Hey, pull up the song Home.
Yeah.
Home by Mike Buble. That's a big hit.
Yo, so... you asked him to stop by the podcast, and hopefully, let's pray to the Buble gods that there's something in the cards for that as a future guest.
That'd be great, because he's
incredible.
He's awesome.
You know what's great? Because you had Sinatra, Dean Martin, Bing Crosby, guys who, I mean, what a style of music that is so just iconic, and only a handful of dudes can, first of all, sing that way and make it so effortlessly.
Yeah,
and be so easy on the ears. Yeah. And Buble, God bless him, man. Like, he knew that there was still a huge market for that, and was like,
sure.
And he genuinely loved all that shit.
Yeah.
And you can tell that's why
he's like, hey, 40-year-old housewives got to get their rocks off.
Oh yeah,
and I'm gonna be the guy to do it.
Oh yeah.
So that's what he did.
I would love to hear him cover some, you know, because he's got such a just smooth, silky.
Start playing Home. This is a Home by Michael Buble. This is a song about. Oh, this is a song about dating girls on the road and how depressing it is.
I feel like we should slow dance, Brad.
Oh, my God.
Maybe surrounded by a little cherry pie. Still feel all alone. Just wanna come home.
Oh, if you're not crying to this one, come on now.
I miss you, you know.
Yeah.
Does he take it up here?
And I'm deep in all the letters that I wrote to you.
But now they're emails, because nobody fucking writes letters.
Asking for a picture of your titties.
But I'll take a shot of your booty.
Bring it low. Just bring it low.
Just don't CC your ex-boyfriend. I know that he played the trumpet. Man.
So, okay. So my mom is a huge fan of Buble, and we talked hockey. We talked the hockey strike, because he's from Vancouver.
Wow.
And,
is he?
Yeah,
he's from Vancouver. Fucking dropped the Seattle reference, man.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you guys fight, don't you? Or
no, just the proximity.
Oh,
sometimes people get off.
You guys are neighbors.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
You go, hey, you know what we should do is we should try to get up to, I think it's The Mix. Is it New Comedy Club? The Comic Mix or something.
Up in Vancouver.
It's a new club.
Yeah, I've been there. I was there for the Vancouver Comedy Festival.
We should try to get up there.
And like just Buble it out.
Buble. Yeah, you know what's great? I don't know what I was trying to like conjure up and being like, we should get up there and meet his family. Like, I don't know, like, let's get and Buble it out is probably exactly what we would do.
So, and by the way, let me stress again. You do not tell my mom this, whoever. She's not on Facebook or nothing, but you do not fucking tell her this. So here's what I do. I say, Michael, if you don't mind, and I'm embarrassed to ask this, but can we make a video of you of you saying hi to my mom?
Okay, cool. I was like, where's this going? Can we make a video of you just plowing the shit out of me from behind?
I want to go and home in your dwarf's ass.
Can you imagine that's a music video?
Home.
I want to come home. And it's just him just fucking railing you. Just
So
at a Dave and Buster's.
So here's what we do. And thankfully, our sound guy, Dick, was down there with me. So
Thank God, Dick.
was able to take the video. Here's what we do, and this is why I'm going to win this the award for best son ever, because we took the video and the camera starts out on me, not on Bublé.
Oh, geez.
Just me. And can you play it, Dick? Okay, this is the audio from the video that we just took, really, like 10 minutes
ago. Dude, you're going to save this for Christmas, right?
Yes, I'm saving it for Christmas Day. Dude, that's why you don't fucking tell my mom.
So literally, Bublé is her
biggest fan. Like, she's obsessed.
Brad, this is unbelievable.
I know.
The timing of this?
I know.
2 weeks before Christmas?
Come on.
Dude, you can ask for whatever you want, dude.
And as a Jew, you could appreciate how much money I'm saving on not having to buy her a Christmas gift ever for the rest of my life.
Completely. Are you kidding me? That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh, think of the money you will save.
So play the video right now. And then we'll get the
this would be perfect. Start on me. Hey, Mom. It's Christmas time. I didn't know what to get you. I've been shopping all over. Don't know what to do. But I think this guy knows what to get you.
Hi, Mom.
Oh,
Ryan bought me.
God!
You ever seen that movie, The Toy? I'm your new toy. And
oh,
I do pretty much anything.
Oh, my God, dude.
So, Merry Christmas, Mom, from me and Michael Bublé.
Please, Mom, make sure that he puts some holes in the box before he sends me to you.
Dude. Oh, my God.
So, thank you.
I just won best son ever!
Brad, that is the greatest... Dude, that's unbelievable.
I know!
He makes jokes. He says, I'm going to be in a box for you.
He references a Richard Pryor movie?
Dude, not to get crass, but your mom is for sure masturbating to that video. She for sure is touching herself for two Christmases. That's unbelievable.
I know!
Brad, that's fucking... I can't even... I don't know what to say, man.
That's what you say.
Dude, that's I mean.
So here's what I'm gonna do. I've got that video on my iPad. My mom has
give her an
my
iPad?
Mom has Apple TV. So I'm gonna go in and say, Mom, I didn't get you anything, but I made a cheesy little video for you, like back in the fifth grade.
Great.
Gather family around, hit play, and watch my mom burst into tears.
Yeah, she's gonna fucking flip. Dude.
And then watch my sister burst into tears because she knows I win.
Yeah.
You are never gonna.
And then you turn to your sister and you go, by the way, Lips was fired. And you go, this is a double Brad Bublé victory in the name of all that is sacred for the Brad Bublé fucking.
I never even thought of that. Yeah.
Team Brad Bublé.
Team Brad Bublé. What's up? So yeah. I get to get that Merry Christmas message to my mom.
Incredible.
And then I get to tell my sister that her ex-boyfriend, who she still loves, by the way, even though she's married, it got fired.
Wow. Best Christmas
I
ever.
I win.
Best Christmas ever.
It's a Christmas miracle.
And guess what? They're airing Elf on TNT without commercials.
Even better. I get all that, and I get to watch Peter Dinklage dropkick Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah, dude.
This is the shit.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho. The victory cry goes out.
Dude, you can't get a better – I mean, dude.
So I can't say enough about Mr. Bublé in terms of how nice he was.
Sure.
How kind he was to do that for me
and
my
mom. Some celebrities – and let's get into this. Like, some celebrities just are – whether they're too busy or they don't want, they don't do that. They've had a couple instances that made them think, something. Dude, a perfect example, Randy Johnson, my childhood idol, Mariners pitcher, ace, Cy Young winner, World Series winner, spent millions of dollars of my own childhood money and tears and passion supporting this man. Saw him at the X Games last year taking pictures because he's a photographer now. And so I'm wearing a Mariners hat. I'm like, what are the odds, dude? I'm seeing him. I'm wearing my Mariners hat. I go, hey, my buddy goes over for me, who was working the X Games. Go, Randy, my buddy's a huge Mariners fan, dude. He went to SC where you went. He's watched you growing up. Do you mind if you get a picture? Randy goes, no, dude, I don't do pictures. I don't do pictures. My buddy tells me, and I go, all right, well, let me pull at his heartstrings a little bit.
Yeah.
I go over there. I go, Mr. Johnson, my buddy told me that he asked you for some, if we could take a picture. I know maybe it's not something you do, but I'm a huge fan. I've been watching you all my life. He goes, I don't do pictures, dude. I go, yeah, I know, man, but I'm I can't even tell you how much I watched you as a kid, blood, sweat, and tears over you, supporting you. You're my childhood hero, man. This is pretty amazing. He goes, dude, you can tell me your sob story all you want, but I don't do pictures.
Oh.
He goes, I've had some shitty things with people doing things on the internet and Photoshop. I go,
Randy, dude, with all due respect, I'm a fucking 30-year-old male, single. What in God's name do you think I'm going to do with a fucking picture of Randy Johnson? He goes, I don't know, dude. People are weird. I go, dude, come on, man. It's, I go, what? He goes, dude, tell me your sob story all you want. I don't do pictures. And I was like, dude, the big unit is now the big asshole.
He is.
And then he signed my hat as a consolation prize because I was like, I got to get something. But you know, point being, not everybody is down
not everyone's
to
like
give
that.
Back to the fans.
Yeah, and I mean, thankfully, we're pulling up pictures of Randy Johnson right now in the studio. He's a dick.
Yeah, well, you know, and there's something about him. It's just
that's
he's ugly as hell. That's why he doesn't do pictures.
Yeah. Well, you don't trust a guy with a mullet.
It just blows my mind. I wish I could go back. Yeah. First and foremost.
I mean, here's the thing. Let's think about this track record of guys with mullets.
Yeah.
Okay. Randy Johnson.
How generous are they?
Randy Johnson, dick to you.
Dick.
Billy Ray Cyrus gave us Miley, so fuck that dude.
Fuck Dick. Let's not use the word Dick, because we love Dick. Yeah, we have a Dick in studio.
Yeah, our sound guy Dick. But can anyone...
Prick.
Can anyone name me a guy with a mullet?
Name me... Tweet at us at one likable mullet.
Dog the Bounty Hunter? Racist?
Yeah, dude. Wow. So far, we are 3 for 3.
With mullets.
Fuck guys with mullets.
The entire state of Arkansas? Fuck them.
Take it easy. Corliss Williamson came out of there.
I'm kidding, Arkansas.
And Chelsea Clinton did.
Chelsea
Clinton. Yeah, not Bill or Hillary.
Not even Bill or Hillary. Chelsea. Oh, yeah.
I know who the real Clinton. I know who the most, you know, who the smartest Clinton is.
Yeah, right. So if you guys can name us one dude with a mullet, Brian Bosworth, who with Seattle Seahawk.
No. But didn't he get, like, charged with rape at some point?
Yeah, and then he got run over by...
I don't even know if that's true, but I just
over by Bo Jackson. Yeah, just because the mullet.
The mullet, dude.
The guy from Def Leppard? Lead singer?
Yeah, dude.
Is he a dick? I don't know.
No, he's not a dick, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
Oh, is he...
Breaks it.
He breaks it.
Well, I've never met him.
Well, that's the thing. Never met him.
Yeah, you don't know, dude.
Adam didn't know.
You don't know that he cheats at Uno, man. You don't know.
He does cheat at Uno.
He does.
I've heard that about him.
Yep, me too.
Don't play Jenga with that dude.
Fuck that guy. You know, with candy cane leg.
No, here's the deal. You don't know this, but I know this story. I know he's a dick because he keeps the drummer's favorite candies on the left side of the bus. And the drummer only has one arm, the right arm. He's an asshole. He's an asshole, dude. I know that for a fact. Yeah.
Where did you read that?
Yeah. Oh, it's all over
onelimb.com.
I'm pretty sure if you type in onelimb.com, you get something completely different.
What about Chuck Norris?
Chuck Norris has a mullet?
Yeah.
No, dude. Show me a pic.
That's Chuck Norris with a mullet.
All right. Well,
Michael Bolton.
Oh, Jesus. You can't say a damn thing. You can't say one negative thing about Michael Bolton.
You can't.
Butterfly kisses.
Yeah.
Ziggy Stardust.
Well, but that's a wig, though, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. So we got Bolton and Chuck Norris.
Patrick Swayze.
Swayze did not have a mullet.
He did, dude.
Oh,
damn it!
That trumps my entire argument.
Game over.
Because you don't fuck with, Point Break,
no, dude.
Paul McCartney had a mullet one
get
time.
Get the fuck out of here!
It's all right. Well, this
I
guy,
get it. I'm an idiot.
The tables have been turned. Hulk Hogan. Yeah, dude.
All right.
MacGyver.
Oh, my God. Dude, all right. Well, now I guess the name of the game isn't how many assholes are there with mullets. How many incredible human beings are there?
It's completely switched around.
Yeah,
so now Randy Johnson and Billy Ray Cyrus and Dog the Bounty Hunter, they're the exceptions.
Yeah.
There's only three, but apparently...
Look how quickly that game just got completely flipped on his ass.
Sorry. Hey, Dick, whatever happened to say yes and in the rules of improv?
Fucking A. Way to squash that bit,
you're supposed
dude.
To agree with us. I want
Jesus.
Gint back.
Boy.
Yeah. Where's our sound guy, Gint?
Hey, let's play a game called Sound Guys Who Fuck Up the Bits. There's only one. His name's Dick, and he's in studio.
I used to have a mullet. That's why.
Oh, so you had to defend it.
Well played. Yeah. Well played.
All right.
I could tell you were getting a little fucking defensive over there. You spoke up pretty quick. We weren't even three or four dudes into the game, and you were like, well, you know what, man? It's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
There's actually quite a few people who've done some great things. And I'll get some pictures and names to go with it.
Christopher Columbus had a mullet.
Jesus, yeah. Take it easy, fucking history.
Christopher Walken had one.
Okay. You know what, man?
We've covered. We get it, and if Walken had a mullet, he'd probably just be walking around going, "This hair on the back of my head, it's retarded."
Not bad.
I don't get it. You know,
people have mullets. Hogan, Norris, Cyrus, Johnson, prick.
It's all business in the front. In the back,
there's a party.
That's great.
There's a party.
Yo, that's exactly how we'd say it, too. Mm-hmm. Speaking of mullets, yeah. I saw something, and this is true, on my way over here. Okay. Driving down Santa Monica Boulevard, West Hollywood, right?
Yep.
Gay-friendly.
Sure.
There's apparently a porn theater called, okay, like Stardust or the
Fred Willard Theater.
Yes. the Fred Willard Pee-wee's Adventure.
Yeah. Pee-wee Herman Auditorium.
Oh, Jesus. Might as well be. This, yep, dude walks out of it. Like, literally, I just look over. I was at the light, and I'm looking at the theater, and I'm like, God. My first thought is, God, there's so many great little theaters in L.A. that you just don't, sure, know of. That was my first thought. And then as I look closely and see posters of fucking naked men, I'm like, oh, well, you know. Okay, I was thinking maybe where they were doing a one act play of fucking Streetcar Named Desire, and maybe they are, but it's a streetcar named McGuire, and it's and it's two guys boning each other.
Hey, guys are running him. So
Stella, so a dude walked.
What's the address of this theater again?
Yeah. 1234.
I'm gonna have to check this out. Yeah, no. Not that I like that sort of thing.
Sure. Guy walks out, mm-hmm, mullet, cargo, yeah, shorts.
Wow.
Here's the best part. Suitcase.
Suitcase.
Out of a porn theater.
Out of a
porn theater. My first thought is...
A gay porn theater.
Oh, yeah. My first thought is, what was in that suitcase?
That's what I want to know.
My second thought was, do they not make you check the suitcase when you get in there? Did he buy the suitcase
at the gift shop? That?
Yeah. Well, maybe there's a gift shop. I haven't been in one of these theaters.
Porn theater gift shop.
Maybe we need to go down there and do a little man on the street interview thing.
And just talk to people. How scary would people be if we start interviewing them coming out of the porn theater?
Oh, that's such a great idea.
That might be fun. I'm just like, guys,
the first thing you say, be like, where's your wife? what?
You know what? But see, that's where I think a lot of businesses lost their opportunity. Like, if you sell trench coats, what better place to set up your trench coat shop than right next to a porn theater?
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, but if you immediately see trench coat, you think, even if the guy's walking out of the grocery store, you're like, he's on his way to the porn theater.
Right. That's what you would assume. So have it be a one-stop shop, because who goes to a porn theater and doesn't want a trench coat? Like, maybe it's an impulse buy. Maybe they're just going to the porn theater like, hey, porn theater, I'm going to check that out, sure, you know?
now, what's the benefit of the trench coat at a porn theater? It's covering everything up?
It's just covering everything up, making sure that everything's good. And, you know, not that I know these kinds of things.
Sure.
At all.
I'm glad this didn't come up in conversation with Buble, by the way. Because you definitely would not have gotten your video.
Hey,
Christmas
Michael, present. You want a trench coat? I've got a used one.
Yeah, Jesus.
It's all right. Man. Okay, you know, the thing is...
So you talked hockey with him. Did you talk football at all? Did you tell him your love for Peyton Manning? What if he also shares a love for Peyton Manning? What if he's got a song called... maybe that's what I Just Haven't Met You Yet is. You know that song? It goes, yeah. I just haven't met you yet.
Maybe it's about Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, I've got a crush. I want to touch your furry little butt. Who knows? Those probably aren't the lyrics, but who knows?
His indestructible neck.
I'll catch a pass. Yeah. I'll touch your ass. I'll sing there a song go. With you in the steam room.
Well, he's probably a Seahawks fan because he's from Vancouver. That's close,
yo,
right?
There. Yo, see?
And you guys won this last Sunday against the Cardinals.
Yo, fourth largest blowout since the 40s. 58 to nothing. Did you watch the game?
I did. There we go.
Bum, bum. But a 58 to nothing. Seahawks, Broncos, Super Bowl.
Hope so.
If it happens, you bet your ass we'll go.
Yeah. I'm just in a good mood.
Incredible, man.
I'm just in a happy mood.
Yeah, try to be in an angry mood when Buble's playing in the background.
Impossible.
I wonder if he changed his name. That would be my first question if he was on the podcast.
Oh, what do you mean? Like, he had a different name
before?
Yeah,
Buble is just such a good name.
It's just so, like,
it fits,
you can
it's
say
so
it.
Fitting for what he does.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a crooner. So
yeah,
it's
I mean,
yeah.
like, you know. Shit, man. Tom Selleck. You're like, yeah, dude, you're a fucking cop.
You're a badass.
You're Magnum P.I. That makes sense because your last name's Selleck.
Yeah. I think Carrot Top was the same way. I think he changed his name.
No, he came out of the womb with that shit.
You think so?
Yeah, dude. That's okay. On the birth certificate.
All right. Just checking. We have a genuine possibility of our two favorite teams meeting in the Super Bowl.
It's a very highly possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Seahawks are young. We're killing it right now. And
sure.
Yeah, the Cardinals aren't that great, but you have to play that well to win, to score 58 points. You just don't go, you're still
professional
football teams.
Yeah, they're
still professional football players.
You can't just, you know,
they're still good.
30 points by halftime. I mean,
yeah, Cardinals started off 4-0, by the way. So they're a team.
Yeah, dude.
They do relatively decent work. And it's funny.
At home, we're indestructible. And, you know, our defense is young and hungry, and Pete's fired up. And
Big
we got
balls, Pete.
None of this was supposed to be happening right now.
Sure.
And you guys have won like 8 in a row.
Yeah, we have.
You've got the Patriots in your way. We've got the Giants in our way. That's how I see it. And maybe the Niners. But, dude, if we can get that first home playoff game. Dude, we're going to the game on December 23rd.
We are.
Do you understand the implications of that game?
Right. Adam and I will be in Seattle performing at the Parlor Live up in Seattle in Bellevue, Washington, actually. And we're staying an extra day. I'm staying an extra day, so we can go to the Seahawks versus Niners game, which has the implications of being a game that decides like who wins the division.
It very much will be.
Wild card versus home field advantage, which for the Seahawks would be huge.
Yeah.
So
it also will determine how the rest of my December will go. If we lose, I might just, you know, lock myself in a closet with Tostito lime chips and a bag of weed.
That sounds like a good time.
It actually sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
it might happen anyway.
That's a nice consolation prize. Well, good stuff, man.
Now, after Seattle, what are you doing for the holidays?
I'm going to make my mom cry with that video.
Obviously.
That's what I'm doing. And then I'm just going to be home until I go to Columbia, Missouri.
What's that?
To spend New Year's there at a club called Deja Vu.
Wow.
Have you been there?
No, but there's a strip club. The first strip club I went to in Seattle when I turned 18 was called Deja Vu.
This might as well be a strip club because I'm not going to lie to you. I've been to this club before, Deja Vu in Columbia, Missouri. Without a doubt, you're like, why did you go to Columbia, Missouri? Because there's the hottest fucking women there I've ever seen in my life. All of them. Tens. I don't know what they do in Missouri. I've been to Miami, been to Vegas. Nothing like Columbia, Missouri.
No kidding.
I shit you not. It's like it's like a minor league baseball team that's just fucking destroying it and just always sends them up. It's like modern day high school football. Okay? Just studs come out of there. You get that? There's like two people in California going, modern day, woo! That's it.
How, and the club's nice?
Yeah. It's a good club. Good.
Performing on New Year's is great. Although, here's the one drawback. If you're single, like we are,
yes,
the club wants the comedian to be on stage during the countdown, right?
Yep.
And cheers the audience and have a moment with them and ring in the New Year.
Which is appropriate, which is
appropriate.
Fine.
But guess what? I did that last year. I'm the only comedian at the show because the other comedian's there. First of all, the two headliners were dating.
Okay.
And then the host had his girlfriend with him. So I'm by myself. So the owner's like, hey, go up on stage with everybody. I go, you know what? I'd rather not. I don't got anybody to fucking cheers or kiss. I'm the only one in the fucking room not doing that. And guess what? I'm still a human being, and I'd like to avoid those 6 or 7 seconds of hey, this guy's got nobody moment, you know?
Right.
You know, so he goes, no, it'll be great. Come on. The crowd will love it. I go, no, I really don't want it. I got nobody to kiss. He goes, nah, you could just kiss your hand. And I was like, nah, I probably will. And so I'm up there on stage, and it's, you know, I'm sitting there just panicking, rummaging through my head of, like, what are my options? Like, I can, you know, do what I suggested and fake make out with my hand and maybe fake jerk off at the same time or something.
Which is just Tuesday for you anyway.
Yeah, that's just a fuck, yeah.
I mean, that's normal.
Yeah, how do you think I...
It's New Year's. You got to go nuts.
Yeah, how do you think I wake up? And then I was like, or maybe I could just stare, like, creep, like, as a joke, like, and thumbs up and stare at a couple in the front and be like, you know, yeah, look at that, looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I could fist pump really aggressively, because then people will look at me and go, well, he's fist pumping. He doesn't have time to kiss anybody. He's got a fist pump. I ended up just fucking, like, doing a weird robot dance and, like, it really, you've learned a lot about yourself, man.
Wow.
Literally, 3, 2, 1, you're like, what am I, you have nobody to kid, like, what are you going to do to kind of not only not draw attention to yourself, not like people are staring at you anyway, but they kind of are, because as it's 5 minutes till and everyone's up there and the couples are there next to each other.
Right.
And you're by yourself and you're standing with the couples trying to be like, all right, I'm part of a group.
Right.
But then
everyone's making
out on
stage.
As it gets down to 3 minutes, 2 minutes, you have to separate yourself because the couple's like, hey, man, I don't want you standing next to me while I kiss my girl.
Yeah, I don't want your hand on
me. I don't want to go into the crowd. I'm looking around the crowd, like, at this point also, like, all right, maybe there's a stray woman that I can just, like, you know, have
someone lonely. Someone there that knows all the characters to Twilight.
Sure. There was not a single woman by herself.
My God. Well, because and I get that because I've had a similar experience where you do the New Year's show. They have you come up on stage. And then, like you say, you're doing the countdown. Now, I tried to solve my problem, and this made it worse, by saying, hey, I'm single. I need a kiss at midnight. Who wants to give me a kiss at midnight? Never do that.
Yeah.
Because you're never going to have fucking Jessica Alba stand up and go, well, I'm not taken. Yeah. I'm available.
Yeah, right.
I just saw you tell jokes. Let's put your tongue in my mouth.
Yeah, you're getting,
that doesn't happen.
You're getting the woman with the mullet.
who
probably does something great.
Yeah, something great because apparently mullets are amazing.
Pioneer of fucking invented some crazy toothpaste that fucking cleans your teeth and fucking, you know.
Harriet Tubman had a mullet.
Yeah, geez.
You didn't know?
Yeah.
Jeez.
You know, Neil Armstrong actually had a shaved his mullet right before the moon landing.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly.
I think he fucked it up. He was supposed to say, that's one small mullet for men. One giant
mullet for Alabama. That's what he was supposed to say. But yeah, so I
so
say
who
that.
Stands up?
Oh, fucking Jabba the Hutt.
Jesus.
Icky, Ricky, I'll kiss you.
Wow.
And you're like, ah, fuck. And you got to do it because you can't, in front of a sold-out audience, be like, no, you can't. Sit down, Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, you can't.
Where's Kim?
You can't advertise and then say, just kidding. And they're like, well, the show's still going? You're like, yep, that was my closer.
Yep, that was it. So where are you going to be for New Year's?
I haven't decided yet. I'm going to be – I'm doing 2 weekends in Seattle. I'm going to do that following weekend.
Oh, great.
This will be my last kind of go-around before I headline my own weekend. So I'm trying to help the – some movie comes out. I'll go back there, I think, probably April or May.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know,
because...
I might stay in Seattle and do it with some friends, or I might come down here and...
Well, because the parlor called me, and they said they're actually, like, they're going out of business in, like, February. They're, like, not... It's like they're only doing, like, another month's worth of shows after me, and that's it.
Wow. Well, that's cool, because they told me they're actually opening the Adam Ray Fuck Brad Williams Comedy Club.
Well, that was a teaser. That was my lame attempt to get Adam to believe me, because Adam Ray believes everything, mostly. And that's why we like to play a little game called What Would Adam Believe? That's right.
Do we got any music queued up? Dick's like, I don't know what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
What did you have?
Oh, that's the girl. That's the girl from the New Year's show.
Oh, Jesus. No, bro, what did you play last time? You played Randy Newman's Short People.
Short People.
We saw how that turned out. So, do you have any other fucking anti-dwarf tunes?
Or like, what would...
Can you come up
with... I mean, what would Adam believe? I don't know.
How about some Phil Collins?
Something.
That's another guy you just literally can't listen to and feel bad about life.
Absolutely.
Right? I throw him in the same boat.
Absolutely.
It's just another day for you and me. Paradise. Maybe play True Colors.
No, he's got...
You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan.
That's a good one. But here's the thing. Let me explain the rules to What Will Adam Believe. What Will Adam Believe is a game based on the fact that my co-host and friend here, Adam Ray, is a very naive person, believes just about anything. And this all stems from the story of Adam. His parents got divorced, and then a kid came up to Adam on the playground.
Nine years old.
Who you did not know.
Didn't even know, because there's still kids. Hey, man, you're going to school with a lot of kids.
Yep.
You know the ones in your class. You know the girl who...
What Will Adam Believe?
Wow, this is probably the song that was playing when he told me my parents were getting back together. I was like, oh.
And you believed it.
Yeah. Oh my God! You know this, yo, Dick. Pull up Cher's "Do You Believe in Love"? That should be the theme song for it, right?
Do you believe in love?
It should be something about "Do you believe?" Wow.
And that's the theme of your parents getting back together.
Yo, but
according to this kid,
I remember. There's a handful of kids you remember. There was a kid. There was a girl in my sixth grade class who, at one point, when I was still a fat kid, she gave me. She had some crackers at snack time. She goes, "Do you want my crackers?" And I go, yes, I want your crackers. I start chowing down on them. She starts giggling with her fucking fangs because she had fangs.
All right.
And I go, why are you laughing? She goes, my brother farted on those crackers. And get, here's how fat I am, dude. I'm like, oh, that's gross. Still chowing down.
Still eating it.
But, dude, for a brief moment, fuck, almost threw up. Like, you don't really know the true queasiness that your stomach can achieve.
Sure.
Until somebody tells you, six or seven crackers in,
right,
that their brother farted on those crackers. Do you believe in love after love?
All of our gay listeners are going crazy right now.
I need some things and myself.
Oh, Lord.
Really don't think it's coming
up. Oh, boy. Pull that off.
Yo, come on, man. It's an upbeat.
I'd probably still
You're just sensitive because you lost your virginity to that song.
True. Okay, so here's the rules of What Will Adam Believe. I read Adam three stories. Here's the deal. One of these stories is true.
Fair enough.
Two of the stories are false that I made up. And
so one's from the internet, which even that could be made up.
Right. But then
40% of the shit on the internet is not true, by the way.
And that's a fact that you just made up.
Yeah, you know? I was trying to stump you, but you
it's
knew
it's not going
to
happen. Yeah, you see, shit. I'm not Adam Ray. I don't believe everything. So
went to a four-year college,
and we see if Adam can pick out which one is the true story and which ones are the false ones. Play along at home, if you will. This is What Will Adam Believe. Okay, the first story that I will tell you: malls in China have banned Chinese Santa Claus. They have said that now only white people are allowed to be Santa Claus, and they're actually flying in most of their Santas from Russia. There's a training program over there.
See, you're reading this off your – I mean, you're doing a good job, by the way, mm-hmm. let me just say, of being specific enough and reading it from the iPad as if all these are articles you've pulled off the internet.
Yes.
Okay.
So malls in China have banned Chinese Santa Claus.
Initially, I say for sure that's real because mm-hmm. there shouldn't – an Asian Santa Claus, you might as well have a fucking –
Yeah.
You might as well, Toucan Sam might as well be black.
No one wants that. Because like, Chinese Santa, A, he's going to crash the sleigh into shit.
Wow.
And
wow. Plus, he's going to fucking, he's going to leave you fortune cookies instead of fucking.
Yeah. And B, he may eat the reindeer. He may eat the reindeer.
Yeah,
not sure.
Yeah, they borderline fall into the dog category. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yo, there you go.
Malls in China.
I think you just got a new joke, by the way.
I think I did.
He's going to crash the sleigh.
Next
Jesus,
story.
You fucking bigot.
The most expensive coffee in the world is made from rodent poop.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Okay.
How dare you even think that I would think that's
I know you're
real.
A coffee fan. I know you're a big coffee guy.
Yeah, I'm also a fan of not being stumped by fucking rodent poop facts.
Okay. And then the last story.
How dare you even think I would buy
is that. Rod Carew actually sued Adam Sandler for listing him as being Jewish in the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song.
Wow, okay.
Because it said it actually cost him work. So
Rod Carew,
the Angel.
Baseball player.
It cost Angel him Great. Work. Yeah. Because, like, in endorsement deals and such. Because if you remember, the song goes, Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
Yeah, what
converted.
Is Gatorade like, it'll quench your thirst, unless you're Jewish. Did it cost him?
Exactly. It cost him work.
Jesus.
So, to recap the stories. Remember, one is true, two are false. Can Adam choose? Malls in China have banned Chinese Santa Claus. Only they require white Santa Claus now. Number two, the most expensive coffee in the world is made from rodent poop. And number three, Rod Carew sued Adam Sandler for listing him as being Jewish in the Hanukkah song. Which
Can we have some Jeopardy music? What were you going to play?
I think he was going to play the Hanukkah song.
Oh, shit.
So,
I think we need the Jeopardy music anytime I'm trying to decide.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go with... rodent poop, I just feel like that's too ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
The Adam Sandler Carew thing seems totally plausible. Mm-hmm. But quite honestly,
well,
I'm going to...
Well, because if he is Jewish, lawsuits make sense.
Yeah.
So which one do you go with? China requires white Santa Claus. Rod Carew sued Adam Sandler.
I'm going to go... All right, I'm going to go the Santa Claus one. I think China is flying in Russian Santa.
Russian
hello,
Santa?
Hello, my name is
Boris Claus. I heard you ordered a stick with a ball attached to it that you can fling around on the Christmas morning day.
Very popular toy.
Very popular toy. I got you doll inside of sock. And then I got you shoe made of chocolate and beer made of piss. And I got you hat made of eagle claw and coat made of woolly mammoth jacket.
What is this?
I've got 6 Fila jackets in my trunk, 4 of them worn by Grant Hill, 3 of them worn by strippers named Chico. I have gum made of cum.
Gum made of cum.
I have cum gum.
Cum gum, great band, by the way. their second album.
Oh my god,
fucking
dude,
off the chain.
Fucking jizz,
cum gum.
Jizz party. That was the let's party like it's 1999 of 2007
of Russia.
Cum gum. I've got shoes made of shorts.
I feel like that's what Russian guys do. They make clothes made of other clothes.
I've got hats made of beanies. I've got shirts made of buttons.
There we go. Perfect.
All right. So.
Adam's going with Malls in China ban Chinese Santa Claus, require white Santa Claus.
Drum roll.
I can't believe this, Adam.
Wow.
You got it wrong, sir.
What?
You're wrong. You win nothing. Good day, sir.
Nice. You drank the fizzy lifting drink.
You drank fizzy lifting drinks. You denied Chinese people the opportunity to play Santa Claus. You win nothing. Good day.
Wow.
That was a false story that I made up.
Dude, that was genius. What's the true one?
The true story.
Coffee rodent poop?
The most expensive coffee in the
Holy
world
shit.
Is made from rodent poop. Now let me explain as you sip.
Please do.
As you sip
as
Starbucks.
As I sip my fucking rat diarrhea.
The most expensive coffee in the world is a coffee called Kopi Luwak.
Well, you just made that up, clearly.
Nope.
Kopi Luwak.
Kopi Luwak comes from Indonesia, and the coffee is made because an Indonesian civet, that's a type of rodent, civet eats coffee berries. And as the berries and the beans and the seeds go through the digestive system, special enzymes in the civet give it more flavor. They bring out more... I don't know what the fuck it does, but you can look this up. And it makes the coffee better. And then people actually run around after these civets and go through their feces after they poop it out, find the beans, clean the beans, ground the beans up, and sell it as Kopi Luwak coffee. It is the most expensive
Kopi
coffee
Luwak.
In the world.
Didn't he play for the Nets in the 80s? Kopi Luwak for 3. And it's a Russian announcer. Funny. Kopi Luwak shooting a ball made of a racket.
In Soviet Russia, ball shoots you. Thank you for Yakov Smirnoff reference.
I can't believe I...
That is true. And you want to know where I got that story? That was actually in the movie The Bucket List.
Great movie.
Yeah, and that was Jack Nicholson's character's favorite coffee. And then they start laughing in the end when they find out that it actually comes
I'm 70 years old. I've got a couple things. I'd like to drink some Kopi Luwak. I'd like to watch you drink Kopi Luwak. This is Morgan Freeman. And this is Jack Nicholson. In a movie where we try to do stuff before we die. Like go see Cum Gum live. I wish I could tell you I haven't seen Cum Gum 14 times this year. I wish I could tell you. But they're my favorite band to watch while I heavy pet my granddaughter. Well, clearly he's not coming on the About Last Night podcast soon. No pun intended.
So there you go. Hope you played along and hope you won. Hope you were not as naive as Adam. But
that's not possible. Nobody's as naive as Adam.
Nobody. Do you have that clip from Adam? You lose. Is that the clip you're pulling up right now?
They rose, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis incendium gloria calpum, etc., etc.,
so angry.
Memo bis punitor delicatum.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks.
You did.
You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Wow. You know what? That monologue rivals Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday.
Absolutely.
You know what? That's a game, dude. Great movie monologues head-to-head.
Ooh. Remember?
It's a game of inches, boys.
It's a game of inches.
You got to look at your friend in the face. And go that extra inch!
Because that's the difference between living and dying!
I've made a lot of mistakes. And then you cut to a shot of Dennis Quaid, like,
yeah, so have I.
Jimmy Fox is like, I'm going to play Ray.
I think that was one of his lines. And then it cuts back to Lawrence Taylor going, is there any 14-year-old prostitutes around?
Yeah. And then they cut to Cameron Diaz, and she goes, remember The Mask? Remember how hot I was in The Mask? Oh, she was hot though,
and it's not like being hot over 40 is impossible.
No, dude, a lot of women are killing it over 40.
Think about it. I mean, okay, like I was at K Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, which was a big concert over the weekend.
Nice.
And on Sunday, No Doubt showed up. They were not scheduled to play, and the stage turns around, and it's No Doubt, and we're all going crazy. Gwen Stefani,
she kills it. Apparently,
she does. Oh, over 40 years old. Hot as hell.
Yeah, she's 72. Isn't that crazy?
She's 72 years old.
She's like, I'm just a girl. You're like, well, you were just a girl. Maybe let's change some
of
those.
That's like, I'm just an OBGYN. I'm just a menopause. Something like that. She's going to have to update that song.
Speaking of women getting older,
mm-hmm.
I ran into a friend of mine's wife from now married from college who I knew in college. I haven't seen her in a while. I'm not going to say her name. And this is just my, and I know we're getting close to the end here, but mm-hmm. I got to say, when did people think, especially, and Facebook is largely in part to blame for this. When did people expect everyone else to care so much about their fucking pregnancies?
Oh,
I have friends having babies, and guess what? Hey, I'm happy. I want the baby to be healthy.
Sure.
I got two different little things to say here. One of my best friends in Seattle just had their second kid, right? And they're doing this thing where they're keeping the sex a secret.
Mm-hmm.
So I called to congratulate. I go, do you guys know what it is yet? And they're like, yeah, well, we do, but we know, but we're gonna keep it a surprise. And
speaking of surprises,
I actually don't give a shit what the gender outcome of your child is. I'm just trying to be polite. I love that you think withholding that information is gonna have an impact on my life. Like I'm going to Vegas to put $50,000 on the fact that it's gonna have a fucking dick.
Does she think that like it's like an episode of The Bachelor where it's like you gotta tune in next week on an extra special episode of The Bachelor? We don't give a fuck.
I'm trying to be polite. I'm just at Babies R Us trying to figure out if I need to get a Fisher Price kegerator or a My Little Pony G string. All right, those are two completely different purchases. So that's one. So anyway, I ran to my buddy's wife from college. Hey, how you been? First thing she says is, hey, so I posted some. I noticed you didn't comment on my pictures of my sonogram on Facebook. She goes, I was wondering why that was. I go, because I'm not a fucking weirdo. Like, what do you comment on your sonogram pic? What do you want me to do? First of all, I love that you think that people are sitting, refreshing their Facebook page, like, come on, wear those sonogram pics. I got some things to say. Some art I can get behind.
I mean, the only guys that do that are like guys that don't see a vagina, like, hey, sonogram, X-ray of the stomach, it's close.
Wow. Like, see, are those elbows or titties? Either way, I hope it's healthy. I hope it's coming out soon.
That's it.
Yo, but what
Who
do
gives
you?
A shit?
And I said to her, even I go, what do you want me to post? Like, I hope it doesn't look like that when it comes out. Like, what do you like? like, literally, there's nothing. And guess what? Commenting on a sonogram, either way, whether it's a compliment or trying to be funny, it's creepy either way.
It is.
Like you know, I told her this. I go, if I was trying to be polite and I was like, I can't wait till this thing grows up. Whoa. Why? Really? Why can't you wait? Because you can't wait to fucking.
Yeah, I think if you type that, a mustache immediately grows and you start driving a panel van. Like, it just happens.
She goes, you could have typed yay or put a smiley face. She goes, that would have let me know that you care. And
I have balls. I don't write yay and do emoticons.
Also, I go, I called you to congratulate you. I clearly do care. I go, and that's when I realize too many people, there's a small piece of people that have kids, and I'm not knocking this, but that
there's a chunk of them that know, hey, there's a portion of your life that is fucking over. And you mm-hmm. want the whole Facebook community, you want people that you know and that you don't know to back and support your sure. baby experience so much that you don't fucking put a bullet in your head
right.
over the idea that, hey, you can't randomly go bowling and get drunk on a Tuesday night anymore because
yeah.
you've got kids. But mm-hmm. if enough people on Facebook go, yeah, this is the greatest thing ever,
then
you're like, yeah,
it is the
greatest thing
yeah.
ever. And I'm not missing out.
I like not sleeping.
So. At least that's what I
right. So if you're having a pregnancy, great. People had kids before Facebook.
Yeah,
they came out happy and healthy.
Hey,
some of them even grew up to host podcasts
and
on the About Last Night.
And have
you know,
and have great. Mullets and invent coffee made out of rat shit, which apparently is another fucking accomplishment from the mullet family.
We gotta get going, but Adam, plug your stuff, man.
Yo, find me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. All my videos at AdamRayTV.com. Filming a Christmas video tonight. It will be out next week, and you gotta check that out on my site. Brad and I will be at the Parlor December 20th through the 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Get tickets at ParlorLive.com, and I'll be at the Laugh Factory next week, and shows all this week. Just check my site.
There you go. BradWilliamsComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. All the dates are up there on my website. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for supporting. Please try to tell friends. We have a bonus episode coming out soon.
Oh, yeah. We did one live from the Hollywood Improv.
It was
probably
great.
We might post it this week.
Well, yeah. So,
and our guest next week, which you don't know, is Michael Rapaport from True Romance from The Heat. Yeah. He's
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay, yeah. That's just as
big
I'm finding out about
star
that.
Coming on next week.
Mike Rapport, next week. I'm Brad Williams. That's Adam Ray. This is the About Last Night show. Please try to remember our names in the morning.
You're listening to the GoCast Network.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.